you're not one that typically chimes in political or kind of social commentary. What was it about this time that made you feel that you wanted to?
I think crossing over into kind of the sports world, you know, I think it hits home a little bit more. I think for a lot of people, you know, similar to my wife and I, it's just kind of been a bit of a slow boil, you know, just the rhetoric over and over has just kind of, you know, gone a little bit too far a few too many times. So, you know, it just felt right to kind of take a stance.
Blake, you understand football culture. You played football pretty deep into your career before you decided to focus on hockey. Is that not right?
Yep.
Understanding the football culture, your thoughts on what you saw in the NFL yesterday and so many people taking part in protests?
I guess I'm kind of confused what you mean by football culture.
Well, I mean, you've been in football dressing rooms before, so just what you saw yesterday, I know you typically are a football fan, you watch it, but just your thoughts on what you saw across the NFL yesterday.
Well, you know, I think it's kind of the same thing as what I was saying about, you know, myself and my wife. You know, I think there have been a lot of players who, you know, have, you know, felt a certain way, one way or the other, and, you know, when you start kind of coming into their territory a little bit and some of the language, you know, that he used referencing, you know, NFL players, you know, I think that was kind of the last straw for a lot of guys, you know, whichever way they feel about it, to finally kind of voice their opinion.
How hard is it for an athlete, or I guess speaking from your personal experience, how hard is it to wade into this kind of stuff? What are the worries when you're doing it?
Well, you realize that there's different perspectives. You know, people are going to feel different ways about different things, and I think that's kind of the whole point. That's the thing that makes America a great country, is that you're allowed to have different opinions. You're allowed to voice those different opinions. You know, you're allowed to stand up for what you believe in. So when you take a stance, you know, when you take a side, you want to be cognizant of the fact that there's going to be people who don't feel the same way as you. And that's the beautiful thing about it, is everyone is allowed to have whichever way they feel. And, you know, if you want to discuss it, that's a great thing. You know, you can put yourself in different people's shoes to try to understand where they're coming from, and hopefully gain a better understanding of kind of where everyone's at on certain things.
If you had a teammate that elected to want to take a knee for it, would you support them then in that decision?
Well, like I said, I'm absolutely for the First Amendment. You know, I'm a big believer that, you know, that's what makes America a special place, is you're allowed to stand up for what you believe in. And, you know, with just cause and you know, if somebody were electing to do that, you know, they would 100% have my support, because, like I said, even if I don't necessarily agree with why they do it, it's their right to feel that way, and it's their right to behave that way. And if I didn't agree with it, I would absolutely sit down and have a coffee and talk about it and try to understand why they feel that way, and maybe, you know, you become a little bit more sympathetic to different people.
Based on what happened this weekend, do you think the Penguins should still visit the White House?
They're the champs. They can do as they feel, you know. You win the whole thing. That's your decision to make. So, you know, you got to respect their ability to choose, and they made that decision. And, you know, like I said, that's kind of back to the original point of everything, is, you know, they can decide how they want.
Would you like to see other hockey players speaking out to NFL, NBA? They've been very vocal, but you're sort of, maybe that's part of the reason why there's been such a ripple. You're seemingly the first pro hockey player that sort of shared their views on this.
If they feel strongly enough about it, absolutely. I know. I don't think there should be anyone scared to voice their opinion. You know, I'm not going to advocate for guys to say something or do something that maybe they don't necessarily care about or have any strong feelings about one way or the other. So, you know, there's been obviously a lot of talk in our locker room about it. We have some American guys, and it's great. You know, I think there's a conversation starting that hasn't been started and hasn't been had in a long time. So, you know, certainly, you know, in my years in the NHL, there hasn't been a whole lot of political talk. It's nice to kind of see where guys are at. You know, you learn a little bit more about guys than maybe you knew before.
Have you felt any blowback more from this?
Well, like I said, you know, I don't necessarily, you know, dig into, you know, what people are saying to me on Twitter. Certainly I anticipate there's people, you know, that don't agree with me. And that's great. You know, that's part of the getting better here is, you know, people are going to have different opinions. Everyone's going to stand up for what they believe in. And, you know, the more people can kind of put themselves in one another's shoes and figure out why they feel that way, I think the better that everything gets.